This is Aaron from Base Camp Trenton, and you're listening to the Trenton Waves Podcast.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes, and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Trenton Waves. I love the name of that show. That was an ingenious, brilliant idea you had to call this Trenton Waves. Remember,
was that my idea?
I think you had originally said Trenton Current. The current. Yeah, you did. Because you had me register the domain name.
All right.
But then you said Trenton Waves. I thought you. I'm pretty sure it was you.
I think I said Trenton Makes Waves.
Trenton Makes Waves. It was only, 47 weeks ago. You don't remember what it was? I'm pretty sure it was you. I know it wasn't Eric Maywar, as much as he may want to think it was his idea. No, it wasn't Eric's idea. Eric, we love you, but come on. It was Christina's idea. She's the idea woman.
I am.
How was your week so far?
My week was good.
Yeah?
Very good, yes.
Anything exciting?
I can't remember right now. My mind is on other things.
I guess not really, then. If it was exciting, you probably would have remembered it.
Okay.
Oh, I just looked. We have a guest here.
That's why I'm thinking about
hello.
Oh, he's just shouting hello. We have with us the illustrious executive director. Where do you think he's from?
I already know, so I wouldn't be guessing.
He's from the Trenton Downtown Association, the TDA. Mr. Yay. Tom Gilmore is with us. Woo! Well, listen to that crowd. They love Tom. That crowd is hot.
Wow.
Hello, Mr. G.
How are we doing?
Dude, I've heard a lot of stuff about you, man. Couldn't wait to get my hands on and get you into the studio.
There I am.
We did a show with the BSB Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
We did a show with Aaron Schreier.
Mm-hmm.
All good stuff.
Yep.
So I can't wait to get this guy on the show. You sound like a real happening dude.
Okay.
Talk to us a little bit about the TDA before Christina gets into it. I want to know exactly, for those people listening, what does the TDA do?
Well, the TDA does lots of things. Basically, TDA is what they call a special improvement district.
Okay.
Cities will set special improvement districts up to help them with various things, but primarily economic development. So Trenton sent TDA up actually back in 1988.
Wow.
So it's been around for a long time, and it certainly had some impact in the city here. But we are involved in really making Trenton more of an engaging place,
mm-hmm.
a place where people want to come, people want to work, people want to live. So all of that is sort of what's on our agenda. Now, how do we do that?
I was just going to say, do you find it challenging?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
That keeps it interesting, right?
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't challenging. You know? I'm a glutton for challenges. Trenton is an amazing city. You know, I've been here 3.5 years now.
Really?
Yeah. And the opportunity here is incredible. You see it every day you're walking down the street.
I agree.
Just possibilities are unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully we'll make a lot of that stuff happen.
I'll tell you what, man, that place, Arlie's, the Roar Juice.
Oh, the new Roar Juice place.
Yeah,
yes. Have you tried it?
Arlie's, yeah.
I think that they put something in the food because I'm totally addicted to it.
Yeah, there's some kind of addictive chemical they're putting in there.
I'm like, are you going to be downtown, Frank? And he's like, yeah. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Stop at Arlie's.
Like, what Brian and Jessica over there say? They're hooking people up. And they're getting them hooked on this juice.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what was very cool? And I've seen this for a couple of Saturdays now. Saturday is hopping in there.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, oh, people don't come downtown on a Saturday and the state workers. That is bollocks.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people were making special trips to come in and pick up their stuff, whatever they need
sure.
in there. Your
sure.
beet juice or I like the charcoal. Plus, I like the smoothie bowls.
Well, just for a second. Explain what you like the charcoal. Explain
the
what that
charcoal detox drink.
Right.
I felt I needed it after the holidays. I needed to do some hardcore.
Yeah, most people just open a thing up and drink it. She makes it last 3 days.
Sure.
I drink it on an empty stomach as soon as I wake up in the morning, and then I savor it for a couple of days.
Well, Arlie's is business, a very typical business that we want to come to Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a great story because they started out at our farmer's market.
Oh, that's right. You were telling
us 3 or 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I guess, and decided they had some viable product and things like that. Most of them are originally from Trenton, so they wanted to come to Trenton.
That's
but
awesome.
They didn't feel at that time that Trenton was right for them to come.
Mm-hmm.
So they went up to Princeton and opened a place up there and did very well up there. So we've been tapping on their heads for about the last 2 years or so, like, okay, now it's time to come to Trenton.
Mm-hmm. So now that's a typical TDA thing, right?
Well, you know, I think, you know, you look at the market today, and primarily the retail market right now, so who do we want in Trenton? You know, we don't want the Gap here.
No.
God forbid.
No.
We need very unique...
Yes.
Very creative businesses and things.
We're okay
like
with Starbucks.
I just got the chills.
We'll tolerate Starbucks. Like, okay, Starbucks is just this side of cool. It's fine.
Yeah, we open the door and let them in.
So yeah, we let them in. Okay.
No, they're great.
Yes.
They're great.
They are great. They really are.
And, you know, it's people like Starbucks that people like Arlie say, okay, now's the time for us to come.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. If they're planting their flag,
yep.
there's something going on.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that about... those big stores. Then.
Yeah, you know, it's just, I scratch my head. I don't know where all this retail's going,
mm-hmm.
nor does anybody right now. But mm-hmm. eventually it'll figure itself out. But for a place like Trenton right now, we need places that are going to attract people to come in, are going to get the state workers out of their chair to come down and support those businesses.
Mm-hmm. And the residents out of their chairs
sure.
and their homes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We want a unique mix. We have a pretty unique mix right now. You know, mm-hmm. we have a great bookstore.
Oh,
you know?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
People don't realize how cool that place is.
That place
mm-hmm.
is so hot, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scrambles on Friday nights.
Yeah.
That's
so,
not
you know,
the only thing, but yeah.
No,
yeah,
just one of the things.
But we want to bring in those kind of businesses that mm-hmm. are going to bring in more businesses
right.
and things like that. We got to bring in more restaurants for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's my passion.
Food is a great magnet.
Yes.
No
food
about.
Is good. Yes.
People,
well, it was like that couple that came into Ollie's. They're like, oh, what is this? What's this place?
Yeah, there was a couple that I think they said they lived 20 minutes away. She didn't divulge where. And they walked in like they had walked through a time portal or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we were here and we just saw, again, it was really big. It was a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to see what was going on in here because people were in and out. And what's so cool, and they looked a little shell-shocked because they didn't understand. Like, people were coming in and we all knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, hey, Regina, hey, you know, the owner of the... It's a really small town,
mm-hmm.
but yet it's a city. It's
yep.
the capital city.
Mm-hmm.
So they were, like, very confused. They didn't understand because maybe they heard something other than how wonderful Trenton is. So I took it upon myself to say, oh, and yes, this is this, and this is that. Oh, and you know, they had yoga here on Friday night. And she's
right.
like, really? I'm like, yeah, free yoga class at 6 o'clock. And, you know, if you go up the block and around the corner, there's a bookstore. Have you been to the bookstore? I didn't know there was a bookstore here. I'm like, oh, blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah, blah.
The best part is when they found out there was a podcast studio here. That was it. That's all I needed to know.
So it's like people, it's like a hidden treasure here. There's so many wonderful things here. But before we get too far into this conversation, I want to know what brought you here to Trenton. You say you've been here 3 years.
Well, I came here from Asbury Park.
Ah.
Another place that's seen revival.
I was there for 15 years as a director of economic development there. I cut my teeth there. I created my career there. I was just at the right place at the right time, but also with a lot of the right people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
key.
And,
yep.
That is a very big key to the whole puzzle there. You need the right people here who have the skills, the talent, and the connections to really make this thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a great run there, and I was pretty much done. One day, somebody gave me a call and said, hey, Tom, they have this position in Trenton. Would you be interested in interviewing for it? And I said, no.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
Look at you. Why is that?
Well, I was done. You know,
you were done.
Yeah,
I was
kind of ready to kick it in. And
all right, that's interesting.
And I have some grandchildren. And,
okay.
It's just, they were very persistent. They called some of the developers I had worked with who called me up and said, Tom, you should check this job out and stuff like that. So I did. I came out and took the interview with them. I was pretty impressed. Wasn't quite sure whether I really wanted to, one, work again, but two, work in Trenton. So I took a stayed in the hotel for a week. The hotel was still open at that time.
Okay.
And just went around, talked to the business people here, talked to the people on the street, talked to a number of people that I'd be working with, and some other people I knew in Trenton. Just sort of had a totally different attitude when I finished doing that and stuff like that. So we went back and, you know, banged heads and came to an agreement. And the one thing that did attract me to Trenton was the arts. What took me very long to figure out, and many other people to figure out in Asbury Park, it was the music. And once we got the music going in Asbury Park again, all these businesses that I was trying to recruit, the restaurants and things like that, they started calling me. So I needed something that I could put my arms around in Trenton, and it's the arts. The arts community here is extraordinary.
Isn't it?
Better than we even know.
You're right.
Every day you can meet a new artist here who's doing some amazing stuff. And we're getting a small migration now of artists coming to Trenton, mainly because there's studio space here.
Yes, that they can afford.
Right.
Ooh, I'm getting the chills again.
She's freezing over here.
No, I'm not freezing.
No, I'm freezing in the sense of excitement.
Well, that's why TDA opened the BSB Gallery, because we felt that there needed to be more platforms for the artists to come out and show their work. And it's been incredible. You know, we have Artworks here, who's certainly the leader of the arts community here, who does amazing events, art all night, art all day, just incredible events that attract thousands of people.
Yes.
You know, you witness that and you just go like, wow, that could happen every day here.
Yeah, it could. You're right. Absolutely right.
So, that's very one of my big charges right now is to create Trenton as an arts destination. You know, let people know that there's great arts being created here, reasonably priced, that you can buy. Hopefully we can get that side of the market going, because everybody has to pay that rent. I think it's just incredible. The quality of the art that's being produced here is just beyond in my opinion.
Yeah, it is very cool. Do you hear that noise?
Yes.
I can't take it. And I know who it is.
Is it Erin?
It's Erin.
Wait a second. She's wearing her... Hang on a second. She's wearing her marching band shoes.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this right now.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, Erin, it's Frank.
Hey.
Hey, what are you doing up there? You wanted to be on the show so badly, you're just going to make enough noise that I call you and say to stop walking around up there.
Am I making a lot of noise? Yes, you're making a ton of noise.
Are you wearing your marching boots?
I am wearing boots.
God, will you sit down for 10 minutes?
You know what it was? I put something in the toaster, and there was like a dropping of like pizza, and it made all this...
We're trying to impress Tom Gilmore over here, and you're ruining it.
I thought I smelled something burning.
Bring some of that pizza down here, will you?
Yeah, bring some, you might as well just come down at this point, you maniac.
No, I smelled something burning, and then I ran.
Yeah. It's my head burning out of anger from you walking around up there like you're in marching band.
I smell it too.
I'll take it back to Tom. I'll eat my lunch quietly, I promise.
Thank you. Take your shoes off. Goodbye.
Just relax a little, you know.
I just hung up on it.
Oh, goodness. You love Erin.
I love this show.
It's crazy. But I didn't want you to get off your topic now. I'm like, arts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Erin.
Back on track.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's
sometimes we have to, like, you know, we have to keep people trained.
Yes,
Erin, right?
Yes.
You know, that's totally,
it is.
This is totally Trenton. The show is Trenton.
Yes. Yeah. I actually, talking about art, for Christmas, I purchased a piece of art for Frank. That was like my big present. And
I purchased a piece of art for you.
Purchased a piece of art for me.
Well, because we have many Trenton artists in our house.
Not that they live there. No. The first piece I got, I believe, was Tom Reese.
Tom Reese.
It was a pork roll baby.
Pork roll baby. Yeah.
And then it's grown since then. So I'm very happy to say that I want to fill my. I told Frank. I said we need another house with more walls because I'm running out of space. Yeah. To put all this artwork up.
Right.
Because it's all different, too.
Sure.
It's like you can find your taste
somewhere
here. Yep. Someone's doing what you really... I mean, fiber art, everything.
Well, not only just with the art, but also with me, like Analog Trenton. That's such a great example of, like, the different types of art that's here. Well, different types of music.
Music.
You can go, like, Bill Noe. I don't know if you know Bill Noe, he was on the show. He did an album called Analog Trenton, recorded the whole thing analog. And he goes, anywhere you go in Trenton, you can go hear folk, electronic, hip-hop, heavy metal, rock, punk, contemporary, you know, electronic, the whole
jazz.
Thing. Jazz. Oh, forget about jazz. Forget about it. Candlelight.
But it was funny because you bring up Bill Nobbs, because he said, you know, you have places like New York and Brooklyn and Philadelphia that have kind of like tipped the scale almost from being the coolest place to being kind of like, I say homogenized, like the neighborhoods are kind of gone. And you kind of touched on that when you said the big box stores. Mm-hmm. Like in Philly now, there's all those big stores coming in and you know, you've seen it happen. It pushes out the little guy.
Sure.
Then the reason why everyone was drawn to Philadelphia is now going to be ruined because the retail has moved in, the big box stores has moved in, and it's kind of destroying the whole vibe. And we've seen it in New York. You know, I'm from Brooklyn, and I don't even recognize it anymore. And Bill said, Trenton is perfect the way it is right now. Mm-hmm. Like, if you tried to make it better, you'd ruin it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? We want it better, but not the typical way. So I like that you really said that about the...
That's the difficulty of the whole thing. Mm. It's just trying to get it to a place where, one, it sustains itself.
Right.
Yeah, right.
But two, doesn't ruin itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of cities, once they get to that sustainability part, then the renegades come in.
Yes.
You know, and all of a sudden you just, the mix goes away, everything like that. You know, Trenton is just ripe to evolve here, and there's a lot of different things. One is it's our state capital. It's very embarrassing that our state capital doesn't receive more respect.
Right, I agree.
You know, state government, you know, let's respect our state capital here.
Right.
Well, that's
the truth.
I think some of that is changing, though. I don't know about politics, that rep is changing a little bit.
Well, the attitude from state government is better. Everything's political. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the last decade, all the money was going two places, you know, in New Jersey. You know, that's got to stop. We deserve some money here.
Absolutely.
Many of their major assets in the city, and they don't pay any taxes, you know, so
throw
us a bone.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Sure.
Throw us a lot of bones.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
but the other thing I want to talk about, because there is another thing that I discovered while I was evolving here early, was the history that exists here.
Oh, another thing.
Blows my mind. I bring home all these Revolutionary War books, you know. My wife is going like, what are you doing? And then I bring a painting home and she goes, what are you doing? What's happening to you?
You're hooked.
But anyway, there's this,
by the Trenton bug.
There's this amazing Revolutionary War story. If you read any of the books, you get hooked. I mean, it's a great story. It's intrigues. Espionage, all sorts of great stuff.
That's right.
It came together, and thank God it did, because if it didn't, things would be very different in this country.
And goodness gracious.
A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah.
But then, when I was here early, I went up to Boston just to talk to the historic marketing people up there and stuff like that, and man, they got it right. You know, they have hundreds of thousands of people that go there every year.
Yeah, they get it.
Just for the history. Mm-hmm. And all the buildings are here. You know, we don't have to, you know, fix up all these buildings. We just have to package the story.
Exactly.
Yes.
And promote the story.
I like that.
Yes.
So, like what you think.
Yeah. So, you know, we do this event called Patriots Week. And every year it's gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
This year we broke a lot of records. We had a little bad weather right in the middle of it, unfortunately, so we didn't hit the home run. But every year we've gotten much better attention, and we got a lot better media attention through the whole thing. But the situation is that in 2026, the United States of America will celebrate the founding of their country again.
That's right.
Last time that happened, you know, the federal government created a big event that all the historic places that had any part of it took part in the whole thing, got some money and all that other kind of stuff. But in any event, my concern is that if we don't work on elevating Trenton, by the time that comes, we'll just be another little stop there.
Mm-hmm.
We should be the major stop.
Absolutely.
Exactly. A turning point.
We should be
right?
the first and the last point. Stop.
That's right. So we're working on that right now. And that's also something that I think you can raise money for.
Well, you know, it's 6 years from now.
Yeah.
So 2026, we celebrate the big one. I was just hearing the other day, we went for New Year's Eve, went to the Trenton Philharmonic, at War Memorial.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
6 years ago, when they first started it out, like 200, 250 people, 250 people, the other night, There's almost 1,000 people that went to that thing.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
In only 6 years.
Was it six years?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure it was 6 years.
I thought it was 2013. Okay.
I think.
That sounds right. That sounds right.
But whatever.
So our
people
city.
People will come out.
Yeah. And what a great alternative for New Year's Eve.
Oh, it was wonderful.
It was great.
People are always looking for,
something
you can't,
different.
You can't
right?
just party for the rest of your life.
Exactly. And also, what are you going to start at 8 o'clock and wait till noon?
give me something I can do here.
Right.
Oh, really?
Well, we went and we had the option of either going and celebrating in a party or just going home and putting on our pajamas, sitting by the fire.
Yeah.
We chose the latter.
Yeah, home at 10:30, we're in front of the fire.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
That's right.
And we really could have walked here.
We could have walked to the Walmart from our house,
which is so cool.
Sometimes we would bike here.
An absolutely quality show.
Absolutely.
Top of the line.
Mm-hmm. Right. We actually saw two shows in the month of December. We also went to see the Nutcracker.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right, that was great.
So that was another, and the people that showed up were families with a lot of little girls, typical for ballet, and they all came to Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them who came were from the suburbs.
And look, we could tell.
And it's fine.
Which is fine.
It's totally cool. I just don't want an urban environment being designed with a suburban mentality.
I don't
mentality.
Think that's the direction it's going.
But it attracted people from the suburbs.
Yes,
we're going for a night in the city.
Another thing was during Patriots Week, the Trent House.
Mm-hmm.
They had record attendance.
Over 250 people in one day.
Yep.
Yeah, went through on the tours and Hogmanay. And
that's it.
It was so wonderful.
Well, Hogmanay is a Scottish drinking celebration.
Yeah. So,
well, my wife is 6% Scottish. Are you Scottish at all?
I am.
Of course you are. Right. Where were you that day? I didn't see you there that day.
I don't go near that place.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't crazy.
Danger.
Nobody was drinking alcohol that we knew of. I mean, I didn't know who had a flask.
My wife was in charge of the fire pits.
So I really couldn't drink a lot
because
I had safety issues there.
No, that's a great example of an event.
Yes.
That when people go to that event, they just go like, wow.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Exactly. So cool. I'm on the board of the Trent House.
There you go.
So next year, what you do is you come and see me. I'll show you this little secret room in the Trent House.
So that's the thing is people will come.
Sure.
If the event or the venue or the restaurant is something that they want, they'll come.
Right.
Well, 2 years ago when the mayor came in, he added his own element into Patriots Week, this firewalk.
Yes. So cool.
And his vision is, once the creek is opened up, the other part of the creek that they're doing, is to light up the whole creek.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Great.
Yeah, very cool.
I got the chills again.
No, but I mean, those are the kind of things that are very unique. It's unique to Trenton. Doesn't happen all over the place.
Right.
People light up their rivers and stuff like that, but usually it's a very cool event and everything like that. And then it brings music, all those other kind of things with it and everything.
These are not sound effects, by the way.
Yeah. Well, this is a city.
I think Aaron's right is here.
This is a city.
It's a city.
This is. I don't even need to season this with sound effects. This is like you're getting the city experience right now.
Aren't you advertising for next week's show about firemen and stuff?
There you go. That's exactly right.
Now, did you grow up in this area?
I grew up in Monmouth County.
Oh, okay.
So I spent most of my life in Monmouth County.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing that amazes me about this job is Mercer County is an amazing place.
Mm.
And I mean, talk about things to do here and things like that. Like, holy crap. It's all over the place.
And
you have this cultural hub up at Princeton University there that you could see anybody you wanted to see up there. Name artists, performers, anybody.
Sure.
So, it's right down the road.
That's right.
So it is.
And, you get the country, too.
You get amazing country.
Countryside within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
When we lived in New York, we lived in Queens when we got married. I'm like, oh, let's go apple picking. Okay, pack up the car. Because it was an hour and a half, two-hour drive up the thruway. Yep. Here we're like, oh, you want to go apple picking? Yeah, why don't we go? We'll go, and then we'll have lunch, and then, we'll come home.
Yeah.
It's just a 20 to 40-minute trip.
Sure. Exactly. It doesn't even take the whole day.
It's amazing what is around us, too. So I think that's a draw as well. Is there anything you want to talk about that's coming up?
I would like to talk about something that's coming up.
Sure.
When I first got here, I was very attracted to try to figure out how to get my arms around the arts and stuff like that. And there was a woman, Julia Taylor, who used to work for Isles, and now she works for the Trenton Health Team. but she's a professional planner, and she was creating this arts district, which she finished and everything. And we nickname it Creek to Canal, but it's in place. And when she left Isles, it sort of downshifted into neutral. It was just sitting there and stuff like that. And TDA was going to be part of it moving forward somehow, some way. I wasn't quite sure, but we just got a grant from the Dodge Foundation that we're actually going to use to launch this creative district.
Cool.
And the great thing about having a creative district, as long as it doesn't get too structured, and if you ever get to know me, I hate structure.
Really?
I get that feeling.
Right. And I like to play with no rules.
Okay.
Doesn't always work.
I like this man.
Doesn't always work, and there's been many a time I've been roped in, you know, and stuff like that. But anyway, we're going to launch this district probably in the spring sometime.
Ooh.
And hopefully raise some extra money to begin to really let people know, you know, how great the art scene is, who's going to be here and things like that. We were also very fortunate to participate with the State Arts Council in a public art inventory project that they're working on right now. Their game plan is to inventory all the public art in the state of New Jersey, but they decided to start in Trenton. You know, they bought some software. They wanted to work the kinks out of it. But anyway, we had a small piece of that, which is great, and we hired one of the local artists, Sophie Ban, a muralist in town, to actually do the inventory for us. And as you can imagine, we found a lot more stuff than anybody would ever think was even in here. It was amazing. She'd come back like every day like, oh, let me show you what I found today.
Guess what I found.
So it's, you know, it's discovery too. And that's what I love about Trenton is really like every day when I come here, there's always something new. Somebody else new you meet, you know, some guy that's trying to do a podcast, you know, in the basement of this building, with a marching band upstairs.
Right.
You know, and, it's a very cool place, but every day there's like almost something new to discover. And it may be something you walk by like on the street, you know, 10 times, and then all of a sudden you go like, whoa.
Yeah.
I never recognized that
That's
before.
Right.
And
I
just noticed that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you've only here since 2016?
Yeah.
You sound like you've been here forever.
Well, I'm a seasoned guy.
Well, I just pulled up this picture of you, I think from 2016.
Oh, crap.
And it's on the website, people. TrentonWaves.com/podcast. Look at the Tom Gilmore interview.
This could be tough.
Here we go. Look at this picture.
Oh, yeah.
Aww. You look the same.
That's corporate, Tom.
I was going to say it's much more corporate looking.
Yeah.
Don't go looking for any other pictures.
I would trust that man. He looks like he's got a trustworthy face.
Are there other pictures that would show up if I went to look?
I call that my uniform.
Yeah.
You know, like in my job, I have to, every once in a while, I have to get my uniform.
Your hair is totally different.
It is.
Like your hair right now is parted in the middle.
Yep.
And this looks like it's just kind of like on your head.
Yep.
Nothing. I mean, any
Frank
hair.
Frank notices hair.
Of course I do.
Because he's jealous.
I have a strand of it.
Yeah.
I should put up a picture of you.
Well, no one wants to see that.
Who
cares? How old were you? Was this 3 years ago?
No, that was probably
20?
No.
I don't know. I'm asking.
I'm trying to think. I had different glasses there. That's probably about 6 years ago.
I think you look the same.
I have the different glasses. That's how you know what time
it's
it was?
It's fashion glasses.
Yeah,
don't you
see
the glasses he's wearing?
I see the ones he's wearing
now. It's very fashionable.
These are kind of happening. They're like, they're just the black lens on top. You don't see the lens. You don't see the frames on the bottom.
Right.
Interesting.
So I just want to harken back to what you were saying when you first were interviewing Trenton to see if you wanted to take the job. That must have been an interesting week where you spoke to people and got the vibe that was going on. And anything struck your mind that somebody said to you that was really surprising?
Sure. The first night that I stayed in the hotel, I'm going out to eat.
Yeah.
I go down to the desk. So I ask the guy at the desk, I say, hey, could you recommend a good restaurant for me to go? And he goes, I wouldn't leave the hotel.
What? Really?
He says,
dear.
I say, like, what? He goes, it's really dangerous down here. What? Really dangerous. And I said, I want to go get something to eat. He goes, I'll call the pizza guy. He'll bring you a pizza here. I don't want a pizza. I want to go out to eat.
Okay.
And he goes, like, I really wouldn't recommend you leave the hotel.
Really?
I said, you ever hear of a place called the Smokehouse?
Right.
And he goes, yeah, it's right across the street.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, so you're telling me I shouldn't walk across the street to the Smokehouse? And he goes, yeah. Well, I just left. I went to the Smokehouse, had a great meal. Really good meal and stuff like that. Met the owner, whole deal and stuff like
Reggie
that.
Reggie or Maurice were both?
Reggie was there
Reggie.
That night.
Okay.
But, you know, the next morning I came down and, I said, is the manager of the hotel here? So they said, yeah. I said, I want to talk to him and stuff like that. So I can't tell you what I said to him.
Okay.
But like, why not? He's not there anymore.
No. Can't tell. I can't.
It's all right.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll just tease our imagination.
That's right. I want to hear about this whole affair.
It was colorful.
That sounds something we would do. Like,
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But like, totally. Really just absurd. You always have to talk about safety. And I think Trenton is a very safe city.
I do too.
I totally agree.
And it's an urban city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, anytime you go to an urban city, you have to have a different attitude when you go there. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be careful. You don't want to be out by yourself at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, you want to park your car in a safe place. You know, you just have a different attitude. And as long as you have that kind of attitude, I think you're going to be safe.
In any city, right?
Yeah.
In any city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though a lot of the business people were not very positive, and, you know, I relate that to the fact that, you know, everybody's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Nobody's making $1 million here in Trenton.
Yes.
But
right, yes.
They,
right.
You know, they're still here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
That was my question. They started complaining. I said, well, like, why are you still here? He says, well, I really love being here.
Isn't that amazing? Like,
you know?
Yeah.
I said, so hey,
there's something about the city.
You figure it out.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You know, you figure it out. If you look, and you mentioned this about Arlie's, if you look at the retailers today, the guys that are making it are guys who are sort of reinventing themselves. You know, like, okay, I'm selling juices. What else can I do to bring people in here?
Sure.
Oh, I'm doing yoga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Like,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do whatever I can right now. And, like,
that.
you can't stand in your store
mm-hmm.
and expect people to come in and make a living. You know,
especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta go out, you gotta do things differently.
Right.
You gotta do Scrabble.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So those are the guys we want.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So when I'm recruiting businesses and stuff like that, that's what I'm really looking for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want you to have a good product and everything that's unique and stuff
sure,
like that. But
sure.
I also want you to be an owner that you're gonna get involved in the community and you're going to do whatever you need to do
to
make it work.
Right.
That's right.
You know, as an owner of a business, you know, you figure that out
mm-hmm.
as it goes along.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So I know that it's the Trenton Downtown Association. Are you only responsible for technically downtown?
We are.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
We have a geographic area which pretty much covers all the downtown, the train station, and over to Calhoun Street.
Oh, okay.
So it's a pretty large area, but one of our specialties is ribbon cutting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're opening a new business, we'll help you promote your business. We'll do a ribbon cutting, get the mayor to come out and do all that stuff.
Right.
We got the big scissors and
mm-hmm.
all that other kind of stuff. You know, there's two businesses that are opening in Trenton on South Broad that are out of our district that we're doing ribbon cuttings.
Oh, cool.
You know, anytime a new business opens.
Yeah,
in
it's
Trenton,
a celebration.
It's good news.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. What are those businesses, can you say?
Yeah, one's called Finca.
Finca! Finca Coffee! Gomez!
We've been there twice.
Okay. Gomez and his wife are coming on the show.
Yes.
And then there's an ice cream store.
Yes!
Trenton Ice Cream Paula.
Yes.
Okay. Dude, we're on this, baby. We are on it.
When I see something, I'm driving. I'm like, what's that?
All right. Head almost flew off his shoulders.
Yes, I was hoping you'd say Finca at the ice cream ball. That's so awesome.
We have another ribbon cutting this week.
You want me to bring a ribbon in here and we'll cut it over the air?
We're doing it Thursday, Tom, at 11 o'clock. This Thursday.
Okay.
New Pod City.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Remember?
And the date is?
The date is January 16th, 11 o'clock.
Oh, cool.
Wait a minute, is that right?
Yeah.
Yep. How cool is that?
That's very
cool. So the mayor's coming with the big scissors?
I don't know if the mayor's coming.
Oh! Not yet. I'm going to, you know
it's
what?
It's on his
to-do
okay.
list.
Schedule.
Okay.
It's on his to-do list.
Great.
His honey-do list.
Thanks, Reed.
He'll be here. I have all faith he'll be here.
He's been here a whole bunch of times already. As well.
I know, but
yeah,
he'll be here for the event. Any other events and plans that you want to talk about?
This is the time of year for us that's a little slow, only because we are in the process right now of getting ready for our Levitt Summer Concert
Yippee!
Series. So we're hiring musicians right now to do that. And the nice thing about that concert series is, one, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Levitt's an amazing organization. Their spirit is that we're going to provide free quality music to people who can't afford concert tickets.
How awesome. That is so great.
Cool.
They own 8 pavilions throughout the country, which even in their pavilions, they have free music nights.
Okay. Wow.
It's just part of their headset, you know what I mean?
And sure.
So they give these grants out, and Trenton's gotten one. But anyway, so we run this concert series. So we hire, it's usually a regional act based on our budget and stuff like that. But the opening act is always a local musician or a band or whatever that is and stuff like that. So we've done, you know, the kids' choir, we've done that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or just regular musicians and things like that. But it's great because it just combines, you know, some local act with a regional act.
Sure, right, sure.
Right. And it's great. The regional guys, they love it. You know, they're just like, man, that was really cool.
I'm glad.
You should come tour with us, you know?
I'm glad that the musicians enjoy it as much as we do. Because that's just, it's just well, such a fun event.
Yeah, it is. You know, music is just an incredible thing.
Well, is there a possible collaboration that goes on with regional and local musicians at these things?
Levitt gives us access to all the people, all the agents they use throughout the United States.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So what we try to do is we try to get people that are touring for the headlining act and stuff like that. And because we're on Thursday, I'm getting pretty good at producing this thing.
Good for you, man. Sorry, for you.
But since we're on Thursday, you know, I'm going like, well, you know, like, I know you get $4,000 for Saturday night, but, like, why don't you pay Trenton for $1,200?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, man, I'm with
and
you,
usually,
man.
You know.
Sure.
They want a gig.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
So.
So it's a win-win.
So sometimes we get some really good acts at some very reasonable prices and things like that, but.
That's fantastic.
And, you know, we didn't do it this year, but usually we have the symphony in there. It's one of the slots there because we just have they have a great following. And
so about Dan Spaulding and his bunch?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Levitt's all about having different genres, too.
Yeah.
So, we just don't do funk, hip-hop, and all that other kind of stuff. We mix it up, you know, and everything like that, which is good. You know, I mean, it makes it really great.
Absolutely.
So that's coming up. And then, ironically, we're actually even getting ready for our farmer's market, which doesn't start until May, but it's amazing. We have 3,000 to 4,000 people that come every Thursday.
I know.
3,000 to 4,000 people right here,
a
couple steps away from
that's another thing I love about it is that I can leave here, walk over there, get some Golgi berry salad for you or something.
It's another I put my order in
and I get my popcorn. And then I come back here, eat it, bring it home. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing. The reason I ask about the collaboration is because now we're seeing a lot more of that, right? So, like, Finca and One Up, One Down Coffee right around the corner, they're working together to create a coffee capital, right? There are some podcasters out of that working together. There are some videographers. It's like they get it. It's like instead of jumping over dollars to get to dimes so that they can make a couple of pennies, right?
Yep.
Now we're working together. And we can all make money together and make great projects together.
Sure,
sure. It's nice to see that spread out around the different industries, if you will.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, you know, there's lots of opportunity, and, you know, but you have to be creative today.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can't expect to just come here because you hear that, like, Trenton, hey, it's a pretty cool place.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly. Right.
You got to have a good product.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have a product you really believe in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you got to figure out, you know, like, what's the best way for me to market my product? You know what I mean? I had two breweries that I worked with in Asbury Park, which was fun because I love beer.
You're talking to the right guy here.
And you know, they were just two young guys, both owners, two very young guys. The first guy came with me and, you know, he had an MBA and he did this business plan and it was cool. You know, I said, hey, this is really good. So he comes in and he opens it, and just as he was getting ready to open, this other guy comes in, you know, and says, hey, I want to open a brewery in Asbury Park. I said, do you know this other guy's opening a brewery right now? He goes, yeah, I do. I said, so that doesn't bother you? You think there's room for two breweries here? He goes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm going like, well, what makes you think that? How much beer can people drink? They can drink a lot.
A lot.
But anyway,
the challenge.
These two guys had totally different ideas about what their brewery should be about. The first guy was all about quality beer, and he called his place Dark City. So he made it like really mystical and stuff like that. Wouldn't be, he did very little promotion, you know, just it was a mystery.
Right.
What's he brewing in there? Stuff like that. And then this other guy, he was a musician, and he was all about having music in his place. He got a big warehouse, and about a quarter of that, he had the brewery and everything like that. And then the rest, he'd bring he'd bring his friends in who were all musicians, and mm-hmm. they'd be playing. So there was music in this place all the time.
Yeah, that's great.
And people, of course. And stuff. So the bottom line was both these guys have done really well, but they had a different mm-hmm. approach to
the same product.
To the same product, that's right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So there's room for everybody.
There really is.
As long as you bring something different to the table.
You do.
Right.
You do.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's what we're looking for here mm-hmm. in Trenton. Mm-hmm. We want somebody different. Mm-hmm. We want some, you know, we want a restaurant down here, you know, we want a different kind of restaurant.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring us good food,
sure,
but make it different mm-hmm. and make it reasonable.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Don't come in here and price yourself right out of the market.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. What's your favorite kind of beer?
That changes a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I the only guy?
Well,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
This whole craft brewery thing knocked it right out of the park.
I mean,
I used to have the beers that I drank all the time, you know, and that's all I drank.
Was
you know
it Wrangold and Schaefer?
Now,
Wrangold. Oh my gosh.
My father drank that.
I won't even tell you what it was. But anyway, now it's a whole different deal.
Yeah.
You know, and when I go out, you know, I like to try some stuff. You mm-hmm. know, I'll ask the bartender, like, you know, what do you got on tap here?
Yeah, you do
stuff
that.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll talk about it a little bit and stuff like that. And,
I mean, yeah, I do that, but if they don't have what I want, I don't do that.
He sticks with the porters and the stouts.
Mostly mm-hmm. stout.
Mm-hmm. But, like, even, like, in the summertime when they kind of mm-hmm. cut back on those types of beers, he's like, why don't you still have them for me?
Right. Well, I drank in the summertime. I don't know when I discovered Summer Shandy.
Mm-hmm.
Summer Shandy.
But I somewhere along the line, like 2 years ago, I think it was, and stuff like that. And, you know, my wife, she's not a big beer drinker, but she likes beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And she loves Summer Shandy.
Okay.
She does, really.
Yeah, she just loves it. It's real light, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. It's a summery,
little fruity,
citrusy,
and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, she comes home one day with a Narragansett Shandy.
Okay.
You know, I'm going, where is this? She goes, I discovered this. So now we have a refrigerator down in our basement and stuff like that, and it's full. She, you know, it's just like Summer Shandy that, like, in August they stopped mm-hmm. brewing.
Right, right.
Oh, so
right.
They have your supply.
There you go.
She goes, got to stock up.
Got a whole refrigerator.
Well, he's no better because he's bringing home Trenton on. His wife's saying, "What are you doing?" She's bringing home beer. He's saying, "What are you doing?" you ever have a beer flip? You know what that is?
No.
Dude, listen to me. I did this. I heard about this once. I'm like, that sounds disgusting. And then I did it,
well, you
and
had
it was
it.
Amazing.
You had it as Dandelion.
Listen a second. I heard about it.
Okay.
I read it. It sounded disgusting. And then I had it, and I was in love. So what it is you take this was with a stout anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this with any beer. You take a raw egg, crack an egg in a glass, whip up the egg with a whisk, pour the beer on top of that. It's like a milkshake for adults.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a beer flip. Apparently, anything done with a raw egg is called a flip.
Gotcha.
I don't know where they came from.
Is it only nitros?
It might just be with the nitros. I don't know, that's for sure.
I don't like
you can always. Podcast here, you can Google this. So just Google, put it on your Google machine.
Speaking
and
of
that.
Beer,
but
and
yes,
breweries.
I was just, this was my lead in. It's like you read my mind.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, do it now.
No.
How dare you? We got
all right,
Tom here.
I'll talk.
Tom Gilmore.
Okay, I'll talk.
I just had to wait another couple of seconds. I knew she was going to break.
Nothing sacred. It's all right.
Is there any plans for a brewery?
There are plans for a
brewery. And better yet, a distillery.
Well, distillery's a different baby altogether.
Yes,
okay.
I know.
But yes.
Oh,
yeah. This is a big ice cube over
there.
There's
a distillery. That's probably pretty far along right now.
All right, listen. Take a breath and relax, all right?
All right.
Just calm down.
I'm actually doing a study on... First I started with spirits, and now I'm pinpointing bourbon. It's a real interesting
story. I have an amazing location downtown for a brewery.
Where? Wait.
So if you know of anybody who... I've been trying really hard and just have not been successful.
You talk to John Hatch?
No, he wants to put one by him. He's talking about downtown.
Oh, okay. Forget that, John Hatch.
No, can we ask? I talked to John.
Can we
ask?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where? Can you tell me where?
No, I can't tell you where.
He's not going to say anything.
Right.
This
all
guy
right.
is as tight as a clam.
But it's close.
It's close to
it's close.
Here?
It's okay. What isn't?
It's in walking distance of my office.
Where's your office?
16 East Hanover.
That doesn't help.
Or the gallery. Or the gallery.
Which gallery?
BSB. Can I shine some light on something for a second? What? Downtown, anything's in walking distance.
I know. Some things are closer than others.
Yeah, true. Ooh.
Oh, wait. Ooh. I think I just realized.
Because I think we walked past
it. I know. I'm not going to say anything.
If you know anybody. And you're actually, like, you know.
Do you hear that out there?
Yes.
Brewers, do you know anybody who wants
brewers. The person who would be most successful with a brewery in Trenton is a young person right now.
Okay.
Who's got a great idea and wants to get started. And we will help you.
And we will drink there.
All right, listen, podcastier. The challenge has been thrown down by TG. It's Tom Gilmore for those giving notes.
But you don't need a distiller because you've already got?
No. We'll take a distiller.
Okay. Distillers
We'll take all types of spirits.
Okay.
You got a pulse, then bring them in. Whatever.
No, but they got to be creative.
They got to be creative.
You know, there's a building right across from BSB Gallery. It looks like they're doing something nice with it.
Doing something very nice with it. The Commonwealth Building.
Do you know what
that's a mixed use project there? There'll be 38 rental units upstairs.
Nice.
And then an interesting space downstairs.
Okay.
And when you say interesting, you mean you already have something that you're planning, I guess, right? What are we allowed to talk about?
All right. Everything's on the hush hush. It's okay. It'll all be revealed.
I could feel the emails coming already.
Use your imagination.
It'll all be revealed.
Might be something we've been already talking
about. Listen, wait a minute. You're telling my wife to use her imagination. That's a very dangerous thing. I'll just sit here.
Detective.
Can we turn his mic off?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Just go. Go and just talk. Get
it. I still hear you.
Unbelievable.
Oh, this is so cool. This is so... I want to talk to you every week.
Well, good. You know?
Gilmore Corner.
I actually have a question. Is there any way that people can volunteer for the Trenton Downtown Association? Tell us that.
We have all types of volunteers. Certainly at Levitt, we have volunteers. We have greeters. We are starting to try to capture a lot of data. A lot of the grants that we apply for right now want to know a lot of information about your audiences and things like that. We just did a large audience assessment, is what they refer to it as, for Patriots Week right now. Hoping when we get that back, we really have captured some interesting data, like where are people coming from?
Right.
Are you coming for one day, 3 days, da-da-da-da-da? Did you drive here? Did you take the train?
Right.
All that other kind of stuff. Because the grantors, they want to know, we're giving you this money,
Sure.
What are we getting back here?
Right.
Is it just three people from Trenton that are coming to?
Yeah.
Right.
There's lots of stuff.
Very cool.
Good. Yeah. Good to know. So if anyone out there is interested in volunteering for anything,
call TDA.
Check it out.
Call the 609-393-8998.
Thank you.
Got it.
Yeah, but is there a website?
There is.
What is that?
Destination Trenton.
Wait a minute. DestinationTrenton.com?
Yep.
That's you guys?
Yeah.
And it's also on Facebook, right?
Yep.
You can go on Facebook too.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I never knew DestinationTrenton.com was the TDA.
Yep.
Now you know.
No, I thought it was some other group, whatever.
Well, who's going to go to TDA?
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds like boring.
Well, TDA is
Destination only three Trenton. So any other news or events you'd like to share?
I think this last weekend and stuff like that, it was... Thinking, I've been here for a while now, a little bit, and I'm really excited about this year because I think this year has all the pieces of really turning the city around.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I've talked to a lot of businesses right now, got some really good guys sitting on the fence, need a spark for them to fall over and get going. So there's that part. There's some development projects, like the building across the street from the gallery, that I think when it comes online, it should probably be late spring, that people will be able to move in upstairs. It'll be very interesting to see what happens with that and who are these people that are coming here. The same thing happened with the lofts. That was a good barometer, will people move back to the city? That's market rate that they're charging there. Would people be willing to come back and pay market rate to move into Trenton? And now they're 100% occupied.
They are. They are 100%.
So all the pieces are sort of here right now, which gets me excited because I think that, I think a lot could happen in the next 12 months.
I agree.
The great thing, maybe this is a good way to end this, is that when I was in Asbury Park, one of the things I had going for me was everybody was rooting for Asbury Park to come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wanted the city to come
back. They did.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody wants Trenton to come back.
It's true.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely
I haven't
right.
heard one person say, I hope Trenton goes down.
No. You
know?
Right.
But that's not true of every city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of cities that, you know, people just go like,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Well, we're
so
coming,
with
we're,
that, I will ask
I was
my,
just gonna say, okay.
my final
okay.
question.
My, I've been waiting for this.
My final question is, as you imagine or dream of your version of the perfect Trenton or the dream Trenton, what does that look like in your mind?
Well, it looks like a lot of difference. But
okay.
one thing it looks like is it's full of people. You walk out your door and there's people all over the place. And the reason those people are there is because they found a great place to live, they have a job here, or they just love coming to Trenton because it has great restaurants, has great clubs, everything that they want, the things that they think are important in their quality of life
mm-hmm.
is here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's why a lot of cities are getting this migration right now of people coming back to the cities because
right.
it is a place where they can go and pretty much get everything they need
mm-hmm.
without having to run around and
sit in traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think city living is just like an amazing thing, to
it
tell
is.
You the truth. When you can get up in the morning and just walk to do whatever you have to do.
Right.
You
walk to work, walk to the store.
Yeah. Yeah. How cool
meet your
is
friends.
That?
You yeah. know what I mean? It's awesome.
Yeah. That's very
yeah,
cool.
That's very cool.
I like that.
I just see a vibrant group of people everywhere.
I see that too.
And, you know, the other thing is, these people will be people that you want to become friends with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm really.
I
know,
get
and,
it, yeah.
Believe me, you know, this happened when I came to Trenton. Like, I had a whole new group of friends.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
Just very interesting people that I met, you know,
yeah.
on the street or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, at a podcast, whatever, mm-hmm. you know. You know, they become your friends. They just say, hey, Tom, why don't you and Patty come over for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
There you
so,
go.
So
nice?
We'd love to come to your house for
okay.
dinner.
Okay.
Well, we have to
all
invite
right.
them first.
All right.
Him
oh.
and Patty.
Oh, not tonight?
Not tonight. I can't do tonight.
Well,
I have a meeting.
Because I'm free. Time. You know, it's just like,
I don't know,
all
maybe
right.
next week.
We'll keep that in mind for sure.
You know what I like about him?
What do you
he
like?
He just invites himself to someone's
house. I like
house
it. You
I
do
like
the same
well,
thing.
Well, that's what I like about him.
My
I do
mother
the same
would
thing.
Always say, don't invite yourself over. It's imposing. You're imposing.
I did some homework. No. I heard you're great cooks.
Oh, okay.
My wife's a great cook. I can bake, but she's a great cook.
Yeah, I can't bake.
You can bake. You don't like to follow
I don't
recipes.
Want to bake.
Baking powder and baking soda are not alternatives for each other. Trenton Waves, you heard it, DestinationTrenton.com, call 609-393-8998 for more deets, those are the digits to get in touch with Tom Gilmore, you can call that number, and I think you just press number one to get in touch with Tom,
That's
I think
right.
you have to hit one, the option
yeah.
number one. Anyway, is that it? Is there anything else? I think we're done.
I'm good.
It's been almost
okay.
an hour.
Oh,
how cool is that?
This is so
it
much
was
fun.
By like that.
It did,
like
it was so much
snap.
Fun.
Very cool. So we're inviting you, Podcastia, this Thursday, 11 o'clock, at New Park City Studio, 247 East Front Street. That's 247 East Front Street in Trenton, New Jersey. You can go to newparkcity.com to plug the address into your phone and all that stuff. But at 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock, Tom Gilmore will definitely be there. We will have coffee provided by One Up, One Down Coffee.
One of the new coffee shops.
One of the new coffee shops
in this
in
very
Trenton.
City.
That's right. Right around the corner from Finca.
Mm-hmm.
We will have tea provided by another Trenton
Tea for All.
Business. Tea for All.
Which
Deb Robb,
set
who's
up,
on the show.
And she's set up at Trenton Farmers Market.
She's set up there with her own
yep.
physical
mm-hmm.
space now. That's
mm-hmm.
right. And food provided by Italian People's Bakery. I
which is on Butler Street.
On Butler Street. Very good.
In Trenton, New Jersey.
Then we'll be That's about it.
Okay.
Until next week, this has been another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.